Mardi Gras is just 2 days away, and of the many traditions associated with Fat Tuesday, garish costumes, plastic beads, excessive consumption of alcohol, one in particular confounds essayist Tim Brooks.
A couple of weeks ago, I walked into the faculty lounge and found an odd circular cake frosted in garish colors on the table, apparently asking to be eaten. This was a king cake, a colleague explained, a Mardi Gras tradition. Someone makes or buys a cake or pastry and hides in it a tiny figurine of a baby. Whoever gets the slice with the baby has to provide the next cake. This made sense to me. In England, there's a tradition of baking a sixpence in a Christmas pudding. So I hacked off a slice, took it back to my office, bit into it, and nearly lost a molar. There was the baby, an ugly little creature about an inch high in solid plastic. At once I realized the legal implications of my position. If I didn't provide another baked good, I'd be a pariah. If I did, I could get sued. Universities are very litigious places these days. Within a couple of days, people were shooting me dirty or perhaps hungry looks in the hall. I tried sticking the baby in a single brownie to minimize the risk, but I just got jeered at, and besides, its feet stuck out. In the end, I had no other choice. I bought a cake, inserted the baby, and put it in the lounge with a disclaimer that ran something like this. King cake. Legal notice. This king cake is intended solely for the private consumption of members of the English department and their families. Contents include one plastic baby. Side effects may include dental damage, gum injury, esophageal rupture, choking, asphyxiation, or death. Frosting may contain sugar and caffeine. If affected, do not drive, operate heavy machinery, or attempt to read Middle English poetry out loud. This cake may contain ingredients that in the future will be found to be carcinogenic. Neither the donor, the department, nor the university endorse the consumption of fatty foods and will not be held responsible for obesity, cardiac failure, loss of income, or loss of figure. For a full list of ingredients, consult our website. The University Risk Management Office has issued an advisory that an official protocol on cakes is currently being drawn up, and X-ray machines will shortly be installed in the Provost's Office and the Office of Admissions. Until then, members of the university community eat cakes at their own risk. The term cake is defined as all baked goods larger than 1 cubic inch in size, and thus includes pies, brownies, muffins, scones, and strudel, but not donut holes. This cake is intended as a seasonal celebration, but is not intended to be part of any ideological position or religious belief. This cake does not necessarily reflect the views of the donor, the department, or the university. Some restrictions may apply, void where prohibited, all rights reserved, batteries not included.
Tim Brooks teaches at the University of Vermont and is a regular essayist for Weekend Edition.